Hello?
Hey, Adam, this is Catherine calling back from Legacy. How are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
Good, good. Doing well. I'm so sorry for the delay. I'm not sure how the day has just crept up on me, but I'm glad that we're able to connect. I just want to let you know, so for your new dog, so we can add the new dog to your existing policy. However, with that being said, I do want to let you know that a pit bull that is considered a restricted breed with Erie Insurance, who your existing policy is currently with.
Mm-hmm.
However, what we can do is we can still add the new dog to the policy, and then next year at your renewal, then we'll be able to place you with a different carrier.
Okay.
Okay.
So we don't have the new dog yet, and we don't know the new dog's breed yet, because frankly, the current dog, ultimately he's the one who gets the pick. So we may not wind up with a pit bull, but we certainly need at a minimum the existing dog added to the policy.
Yes, absolutely, and I did actually add your current dog,
okay,
who you already have. I added actually him to your policy. I had backdated that to the start date of your policy, so you're all set.
Great.
You should see him on there now, and I can send you any
documents
if needed. But he's all good.
No,
he's definitely on there.
Right.
But then in regards to the new dog that you'll be getting. I will be honest with you, most insurance carriers, we will have to do kind of like a liability exception where if a bite or something were to happen along those lines, with a pit bull or one of those other restricted breeds, then we wouldn't be able to cover you if that were to happen.
Okay. I know that, you know, both, I forget who else, but, you know, the rescue agency walked us through and she easily rattled off 5 or 6 insurance companies that'll cover liability with bully breeds, explicitly with pit bulls.
And the two
that come to mind off the top of my head, I didn't catch everything she said. She rattled them off real quick and I can ask her for that list. But she definitely did mention Liberty Mutual and Geico.
Oh, well, okay. So it's funny that you say that. So one of our carriers that we write for is called Safeco, and they are actually a Liberty Mutual partner. So I was considering Safeco, and then we also write for Progressive, and normally they're a little bit more lenient when it comes to dog breeds. So with that being said, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, even if you do end up with a pit bull, definitely let me know. We can get him added or her added, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You do actually have the adoption go through. It's just that for next year, if you do have one of the restricted breeds, we would just have to place you in either the Progressive or Safeco or one of those carriers that would allow a restriction.
Sure. I feel bad this is causing a headache because not to harp on it. I know this came up at the beginning of our conversations back in April. But the pit bull rescue agency that we're working with won't continue to talk to us unless we can document that we have another insurance carrier or that we have a waiver to cover the dog under Erie. So while you and I are talking and you're saying that Erie will allow us to do it, you know, for the next 10 months or whatever is remaining on the current policy, the adoption agency won't talk to us unless we have documentation that that's feasible. They shut us out when we said we were covered by Erie.
Okay, I see. So they would, though, accept some type of documentation, maybe on letterhead, that would state that we could insure the new adopted pit bull on your policy until the renewal date, or?
Yes, at which point we would entertain a new carrier, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I can certainly work something up for you. I do apologize. I wanted to speak with our underwriter. He Actually, I don't think that he's in the office. I think he leaves at 4, but I'll call him first thing tomorrow morning just to make sure, you know, that we don't already have something like that. But I did talk to him yesterday, so we should be all set, at least for the next 10 months again, and I will email you that document once it's available.
All right, wonderful. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Adam. Is there anything else that needs to be reviewed?
Honestly, we're swimming between trying to get ready to move.
I
don't think so.
Okay. I know moves are always super stressful. Gosh.
You know, that's not to say that, you know, we won't find something that we can, you know, address, but, you know, I want to say that we did pretty good the first time through, so I think we should be good.
Okay, perfect. Well, that sounds good then. So essentially, just to reiterate, so for this waiver, so you have not confirmed or locked in that you are definitely going to be adopting a pit bull. You just need to show the adoption agency some type of documentation stating that we could have your new adopted pit bull on your policy.
Correct. Should we go with a pit bull? Yeah.
Should you go with the Pitbull? Yes, exactly. Okay, excellent. Yep. Well, then I think that we are all set here. I know what I need to do for you. And then, of course, if
Thank
you need anything additionally, just reach out.
You got it. Thank you very much, Catherine. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Adam. Have a great evening.
You as well.